From NPR and WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, is ISIS really Muslim?
But first, despite the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, ISIS fighters continue to take ground in the Middle East. In Iraq, troops are trying to stop ISIS advances while both sides fight for territory in Anbar province. NPR's Layla Fadel is in northern Iraq in the city of Erbil. And Layla, it sounds like it was a rough weekend for Iraqi troops in this area. Could you tell us what's going on there?
Well, basically, this is a province west of Baghdad, a mostly Sunni province that if ISIS fully controls, they then have an entrance into the capital. Right now, they control about 70% of that region. And it's an area where Sunni Arabs have long felt marginalized by the Shia-led government and have been not really willing to fight fully with the Iraqi government that they don't trust. But there are pockets of resistance there, and there has been major fighting in a place called Amriyat Fallujah, nearer to Baghdad, which would be a pathway to Baghdad in an area called Heat, where ISIS fighters were basically executing soldiers in the street this weekend.
And isn't there some significant historical context to Anbar? I believe this is the province that was the epicenter of what's often called the Sunni Awakening?
Anbar province has long been the core of Sunni resistance to what they saw as a government that was really marginalizing them. And it's where the U.S.-led forces at the time of the war here took advantage of the tribal leadership and got them to turn on al-Qaeda. And that's something that the Iraqi government is now trying to replicate with the National Guard. The idea is to bring in Sunni Arabs from the area to fight ISIS themselves. Right now, you have barrel bombs coming down from the skies from the Iraqi government. And again, that's something that civilians are saying, why are you killing us? This is about ISIS. So this is an area that has long been restive and has been angry about being marginalized, but also is able to fight off invaders or people that they don't accept themselves.
Layla, how are Iraqis feeling about the coalition airstrikes and their effectiveness when ISIS is still able to make advances like this?
A lot of people have welcomed the airstrikes in the area, scared that the advances will, especially in the north, would have continued without them. But as you can see, ISIS continues to snatch up territory, and there is no on-the-ground partner that can actually move in and hold ground. We saw when ISIS first came into Iraq in Mosul, the Iraqi army running away. And then when they pushed into the north with the Kurdish forces in the north, which were seen as better trained, those forces also ran away. So the big problem is, as the airstrikes hit, who goes in to actually fight and hold ground against ISIS?
And is that the opinion you're hearing from Iraqis, that without more ground troops by someone, they're unlikely to push ISIS back?
Yes, and many Iraqis, obviously opinions vary. In the Sunni areas, they're saying, we have to do this ourselves. We have to fight ourselves. We don't trust the Iraqi army. The only people that can handle this is us. In the north, obviously, the Kurds are asking for more weapons and more advanced weapons in order to go against ISIS, which is well-armed, and they're getting some of that and getting some of that training, but aren't, as they've said to me, prepared yet. Inside Mosul, when I was speaking to a lot of residents there, they really welcomed a lot of the airstrikes, but life is becoming harder and harder. You have activists executed in the streets, religious and cultural sites being destroyed. So people want the nightmare to end. They just don't know if the airstrikes can do it alone.
Layla, you've been doing a lot of reporting about the lives of Iraqis while under ISIS attacks, and especially some really grim and sobering stories about the lives of women. Would you tell us a little about that?
Well, I did a lot of reporting on Yazidi women, which is an ethno-religious minority here in Iraq that were particularly targeted and punished. Thousands of women, according to activists who work on this, are currently being held hostage, captives with ISIS, and being treated as basically sex slaves. They're being sold into marriages. Some activists say they're being sold into marriages and taken across borders. In speaking to women that have escaped from ISIS, they talk about men buying up young women and basically raping them. The only way they escaped was not through international help, by escaping, by breaking down doors, by finding people in Mosul who don't agree with what ISIS is doing to help them, to hide them, and to get them out to a safe area.
And all of this is the backdrop for the Muslim holiday of Eid going on right now, you know, at a time when hundreds of thousands of Iraqis are displaced because of this war. What kind of Eid is it in Iraq now, given everything that's going on?
Well, this is a celebratory holiday where children are given money and they get new clothes and they go visit their families. And in the Kurdish North, life is relatively normal in cities. Restaurants are open, families are out, but this is also a place where nearly a million people are displaced. Winter is coming. People don't know if they'll be able to keep warm. They're living in tents and camps, some under bridges in abandoned buildings, and they can't go home. They're stuck in basically a nightmare as this battle between the so-called Islamic State and the Iraqi government continues.
That's NPR's Leila Fadel talking with us from the city of Erbil in northern Iraq.